We've got Midview head coach Sean Bristow joining us. Coach, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here today. And, you know, we've had a lot of fun talking to all the coaches about their outlook for the upcoming season. We'll pose that same question to you from your perspective. What are you looking for from Midview this season?
Just first off, I want to thank you guys for everything you do for Lorain County Wrestling and for all the coaches here. It's great for the sport. So just want to give a shout out to you guys for that. Outlook on the team this year, we got a lot of inexperienced guys, but a lot of experienced guys as well. We got some tough seniors coming back, kind of looking at two or three guys to lead the team. We got Daniel Bucknavich coming back. He's a senior. He was like 46-3 last year. He's fifth in the state. We're looking for big things from him. Andrew Fillion, 145-pounder, has been working really, really hard this offseason, wrestling at Elyria, wrestling out at Avon, lifting weights, and hoping big things from him also. Team-wise, we got to stay healthy, and it's always a tough thing to do during wrestling. But if we stay healthy and we keep working hard, I think we can make a little bit of noise this year.
Coach, Midview is one of those programs. I've been doing it, covering the beat for, you know, like I said, a couple decades. And Midview was one of those programs for probably the first half of that was like, you know, would they end this drought? They had that long state tournament drought. They didn't have a state qualifier for like, you know, 15, 20 years, something like that. Yep. And now it's like you guys got somebody down there almost every year. You got multiple guys challenging to get down to Columbus. How nice is the turnaround been to kind of just, you know, enjoy that like kind of the cycle's feeding off itself and kind of keeps going?
It's awesome. You know, for a while I didn't think it was going to happen because we were in that drought. And, you know, my assistant coaches actually, Coach Fillion and Coach Snyder, were like, "Coach Bristow, relax. The cavalry's coming. We're gonna have a lot of tough kids coming up. Just be patient." You know, my first year as head coach, we had a rough year. No one down the state, and Alec broke that. Alec Four, and it's been really nice to have guys down there each and every year now. And not only, you know, getting guys down there, we want guys placing now too. So instead of getting down there, which is an awesome task in itself, but we want guys now getting down there and placing in the top eight.
Talk about the other things, like, you know, guys getting on the state podiums got to be really rewarding as a coach. You guys win an SWC title a few years ago. I think a couple of WS West Shore Conference titles, the old league as well. You know, they're different things, but can you kind of quantify them as far as, like, does one feel better than the other, or are they all just amazing to kind of watch on from a coaching perspective?
Great question. West Shore Conference was great when Coach Carmo and I were running the program. You know, every championship is good in our eyes. Southwest Conference probably meant a little bit more, you know, as the old conference that I was in back in the day. And I think it was a little tougher conference when we won it 2 years ago. So I think it meant a little bit more, you know, winning that Southwest with all those tough teams in there.
All right, yeah, I remember Coach Bristow when he had hair. I think Sean wrestled on the East-West All-Star team when I was coaching the All-Star team back then for Avon Lake.
Yep.
Don't tell me how many years ago it was, Sean. I really don't want
to. Too long. I don't want to discuss that either.
Bucknavich, you know, I love my big guys. He's committed to Cleveland State. Probably a little bit of a relief for him. But talk to me about what kind of leadership you're going to get out of him.
You know what? Football just ended, and we had open mats on Tuesday and Wednesday, and here he comes. You know, I told football players, "Hey, guys, relax, ease into it. You just got off of a long season. You guys are beat up, and here comes Buck, and he's ready to go. He's in there lifting weights, and we're over at open mats. He didn't have his shoes, so he puts on an old pair of shoes that didn't fit him, and he was out there wrestling and showing a couple new guys that we're going to have, you know, hitting a couple moves, showing them some stance motion, and he's ready to go. He's pumped up, so. I'm happy for him and glad that he's going on to college and continuing his career also.
And then, I'm sorry, Sean, the league a little bit. You know, the SWC, we've talked tonight, it's brutal. Do you make a conscious effort? You know, you got to see all those guys in duels and you see them in the conference. Do you make a conscious effort to try and get places where you're not going to see some SWC people, where you can get a little bit of a different look?
Yeah, we like to get a different look. For the first few years, we were out at the Avon Lake tournament. It was like basically the whole conference at that time. So it was nice that it was local, but it is also good to go out and see some different things. We got the West Holmes, a lot of those teams we don't see, so that's kind of a nice tournament for us. We're out at the Bill D's, there's a good mix there. And, you know, staying away from those teams is a good thing. Sometimes seeing them is also a good thing. But, yeah, we try to make a little variation throughout the year for our team.
Coach, obviously the two state-ranked kids get a lot of the headlines, you know, in Bucknavich and Filion. But you've got a lot of kids like, you know, Jane Hutchinson's a returning district qualifier. Colton Bell was a district alternate last year. I think Jameson Schinberger was one of the Fargo qualifiers. You know, a lot of guys who have been right there. Is there, you know, any of those guys that you really feel this is a year that they're going to make a lot of noise and kind of join those other two in some of the elite-level competition?
Yeah, we're hoping that. We're hoping so. You know, James Hutchinson, like you said, district qualifier, some of the best wrestling hips I've ever seen. You know, I was expecting, the coaches and I were expecting a lot of big things from him last year. Not as good as we thought, but he's working pretty hard, and he could be right there with everybody. I mean, in the practice room, he's an animal, and we're hoping for big things out of him. He's our senior. Jameson Schenberger, like you said, he did some Fargo this summer. And, you know, he's still pretty light, which I think will be an advantage for him. And we're looking for big things out of him as well. We've got another senior, Dustin Wells. Hopefully he can do well. He was with us last year. And then if we can keep one of the kids named Zach Gill, I've been talking about him for the last couple of years. His grades are now up, and he's on the right track. And hopefully he sticks it out. He should be tough for us as well.
Talk about the fact that you hosting a sectional this year, which is kind of new. Like I was telling earlier, the OHSA kind of has screwed you guys around. They usually send you all by yourself somewhere, and they've split the other groups, the Division I teams from Lorain County, into multiple spots. But you're hosting everybody in Division I is coming to the Midview Gym for the sectional. That's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, when my AD was like, hey, what do you think of maybe hosting? I said, well, it'll be tough, but we could do it. You know, let's see what's going on. So they have switched things up again. For the longest time, I've been like, who's going where? Because I like to kind of scout even before the season. And at our sectional is going to be a nice one. We got the three A's. We got Amherst, Avon Lake, Toledo St. John's is coming, Fremont Ross, Elyria is going to be a Bulldog. Us, of course, Lorain, and North Ridgeville. So nine teams at our sectional, and we're going to be happy to host that, you know, start of the state tournament. You know, the road to the state.
And no St. Edward.
Yeah, no St. Edwards, yeah.
That's still a pretty doggone tough sectional, though. I was going to say, you know, Coach Bristow's talked about a kid having great hips. Only wrestling coaches can have those conversations, because if two guys are talking about somebody having great hips out of context, you know. But that's a common conversation amongst wrestling coaches.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And the kid you're talking about, Hutchinson, I tell you, he's probably got one of the best blast doubles I've ever seen. I mean, he can start on one edge of the circle and end up with that kid on his back on the other side of the circle, and did it, like, I think watched a match last year, the year before, where he did it like 9-10 times, and there's nothing the kid could do to defend it. Just kept putting him down, but he's a powerful kid.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground here the last 10 minutes. That was going to be my next question about wrestling hips, what makes wrestling hips. But Coach, you beat me to the punch there. We've already established what those are. So, Coach Bristow, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you stopping by and joining us and elaborating on wrestling hips and what makes wrestling hips wrestling hips. But thanks for the time, Coach, and best of luck to
All
you guys
right.
this
thanks
season.
Thanks for having me on.